At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Progressive. Just wanted to speak to you today about two things that will be the determining factors in your evolution as you proceed through life, but in a grounded way. Usually these things come to me in a daily life kind of way. Don't think of these as a long-term goal or a long-term process. These are the things which are practices or things for you to be aware of in your daily life. It's daily routine. It's daily creativity and creative acts that you engage with. It's essentially creative. Human life is very, very creative. That's how we have built this entire civilization over and over again in many places, in different ways, in different forms, in different languages. It's very rich, as you might have noticed. So, two things for the children of new consciousness, which is all the kids born after 1987, more so after 2000. This will be applicable as you need to know these things. These things are just for you to know and ponder upon. See if it makes sense to you, or what parts make sense to you, what parts don't. You have a strong heart-centered discernment. Use that engine, which is very powerful. It's the creator inside you. So, what are these two things I want to talk about? Well, think of these two words, pathways and potentials. So you have to begin to understand that your life, daily life, should make more sense to you if you start using your hours of the day, hours, minutes, seconds of the day as pathways and potentials, as unfolding pathways and unfolding potentials. What do I mean by this? Let me start with the first one, the pathways. You can only begin to enjoy your life, because enjoyment is the end result, what we are seeking inside our being, inside our minds and hearts. So where will this enjoyment come from? It will come from you being able to enjoy the pathway that you are on. The path has to be enjoyed more than the end result. The process has to be enjoyed more than the result. The product is not the product here. You are not a product. No human being ever was or ever will be a product. It's an ever-evolutionary energy that happens on Earth in every individual first, and therefore the collective, therefore the rest of the humanity. First you. So enjoying the pathway is very important. Whatever path you are walking on. Now, when I say path, it can mean whatever talents you are working on, whatever your abilities that you are working on, whatever creative talents that you want to engage yourself, or you find yourself drawn towards that particular kind of engagement, that particular field of study or field of creativity or art, music, knowledge, creating balance, creating beauty, all the six things that we talked about in the New Human Being series. Whatever parts of that you want to work in, bring that forward. You have to start enjoying that path. You think of it in terms of enjoying the path, enjoying the process. I'm enjoying the process of making this piece of painting, or enjoying this composition of music that I'm creating with my guitar or piano or whatever. I'm enjoying the process of learning this piece of knowledge. I'm enjoying this process of becoming something without defining what the end point is. Just enjoying the pathway that you are engaged in. whatever it is that you feel drawn towards, because you're already heart-centered, you're already going towards whatever it is that your heart is drawn towards, start enjoying the pathway. The path that you are taking, it's just one singular path among the millions of paths available at any time. And you want to engage with it. Well, unless you start enjoying the path itself, which is unfolding, whatever is the end result or whatever is the end product may not be as enjoyable at all. You see, this is the fact of human life, where they get drifted around with the end result. The end justifies the means and all that rubbish. You got to discard all the rubbishy concepts which are plenty around in the human collective. You are here to evolve a new kind of way of living and being. So you have to understand that the pathway itself is more important than the end result. That's number one. The pathway in which you are engaging yourself is just one of the ways, like I said. But you have to be fully in it. Your emotional body, your mind, your heart has to be fully in it. Your presence has to be so much in it that you don't feel your ego even. You're kind of merged with whatever you are doing. Your focus is complete within the path. Like I'm enjoying thoroughly making this particular dish, cooking this particular dish right now. I'm enjoying each and every bit of, you know, cutting the vegetables, putting in the spices, thinking of what kind of end taste I want to be present in the dish, and so on and so forth. Your engagement with the process, with the path that is driving you, has to be complete and total. That will be your, how should I put this? That will be your guiding light. That will be your benchmark, or that is how you evaluate yourself. That's what you got to always keep your focus on. Am I thoroughly in this so that I'm completely lost in the process of making it or creating it? You have to be completely absorbed in it. That feeling, when it is arising, depending upon whatever path you choose, is the path for you. One that makes you lose yourself in the process. One that makes you lose yourself, or your loss of ego and loss of mind, which is completely absorbed in the creation process itself. Not what is being created, but the creation process. Chart your daily routine and chart your daily habits around this concept. See if this makes sense to you. Start beginning to practice it. It's a practice more than just a theoretical piece of knowledge. Just me speaking about it won't do anything to your life. You have to start practicing it. It's a way of being. It's a way of interacting. It's a way of playing. It's a way of creating. There is a playful energy about this. There's a creative energy about this. There is no work here. There is just creation. You're all creators, and this is the creative path. One of the cornerstones or foundations of powerful creativity is being absorbed in the path of creation itself, absorbed in the pathway. That's what I call a pathway. A pathway is the process of doing something. You are on a particular path. Think of it as a wild jungle, and that's humanity. And there are number of paths, infinite number of paths, zigzagging paths available, like small paths that is made by humans walking upon it. Right? You're walking in the small path through a very thick jungle of the mind, and you're walking that path. And that path can crisscross other paths and go through any number of combinations or anything. But while you're walking on the path, you're watching all the bushes around you. You're watching the forestry around you. You're watching the flowers and the kind of animals you come across, and all these fascinating things that you come across in the jungle. But all the while, you are present in your path. That's how it came to me. You are in that pathway. You have to enjoy that pathway completely and thoroughly. That's number one. Number two is enjoying the potential. What do I mean by this? Potential is where your idea or your pathway might eventually land up, or what it will end up creating or firing in another person. You create something and create something else in the next person, your friend, your family, or your extended number of social contacts and so on and so forth. So whatever you create has the potential of doing something else or igniting that creative fire in another. But it is a potential only. Why do you say it's a potential? Well, it's got a possibility. There is a possibility and a potential for it to make something. Not necessary that it will come to fruition that way. It might take a completely different way. That's the way life force works. The life force which is present in the entire universe does not have a straight path. There is no straight line in the universe. It's all curved. It's all zigzag. It's all one meeting the other, interacting in a way that it is allowed to bloom. You have to allow yourself to bloom. That's the way life will enter you and through you and as you. Okay? So you have to enjoy the potential of what it can create, rather than thinking that the end product is one fixed thing. The mind likes to think in terms of one fixed thing. I'm creating ABC and that's, I'm creating A only here. So this A has the potential of manifesting, and that's what I'm creating. Well, you're leading yourself to a disappointment right there, as you can feel. If the A does not manifest, then you're disappointed that you thought of A as the final goal and that did not manifest, something else happened. Well, that's the way life goes. Life does not is not always sort of interested in making only one thing happen. It makes multiple things happen at the same time. If you plant an apple seed, it gives birth to a tree which produces hundreds and thousands of apples in its lifetime. One leads to many. It does not one lead to one only. So think in terms of nature here. Nature is very wise in this because it allows unrestricted flow of life through its veins, through its becoming. It is constantly becoming. It's when I say becoming, it does not mean becoming X, Y, or Z. It just means it is becoming something. One thing or the other, or multiple things. Or all these multiple things, and those multiple things leading to other thousands of multiple things as a consequence. So your focus should not be on the consequence or the product or end result or end goal. These things like product, result, and goal are all very misleading and very mental concepts. Your focus should be away from that. Your focus could be more towards the potential. What does this hold as a potential? I am creating this. Oh wow, it has a potential to do so much of stuff. That's your point of heart excitement. You need to be excited in your heart to create it just because it has a potential to do something. Being constantly excited by the potential and the potentials, because as I said, it's a number of them. There's thousands of potentials it can take, thousands and millions of directions it can straight away take. Whatever first step of creation or pathway you take has the potential of unraveling itself in a myriad of different ways. It is so complex and it is so multidimensional. Wherever you have begun as your path, you can't even begin to wrap your mind around that. Mind is incapable of wrapping itself around potentials. Only the heart can understand potentials. And the heart is always excited by potentials. Your heart, whenever you think of a good, nice idea in whatever you want to create, is always excited. Have you noticed? It's excited, supremely excited, like a child, like a small kid is in a candy store. It's very excited. It's just a raw excitement you will feel. That's the potential. That's the potentials it can have. Heart is always excited by multiple potentials all happening at the same time. It's like a flower coming to bloom. It's not one petal that comes out. It's an entire flower that blooms in one go, all at once. When all the petals of a flower open up and the flower is looking at you, It's everything happened at the same time. It did not unfold one petal of it at a time, you see. Look at the way nature works and try not to make it a product, a goal, or a one end result. It is always multitude of results. It is always multitude of ways that it will unfold. And you have no control over it. Let go of the idea of controlling the end result or the goal. That will help you a lot. So two things to recap. Enjoy your pathway and be excited, really excited, raw excitement about the potentials that it can have, it can produce. Well, potentials of what? Maybe in your personal life, yes. But your personal life is a constant unfolding, which is undefined, always will be undefined. You are the one defining it. Nobody else can define it for you. You are the master creator, so you are the one who's producing it. How can anyone else define it for you? No one can. So enjoy the pathway of creation. Enjoy it as a potential that it can produce in anywhere, in other people's lives, in the lives of your friendships, in the life of your relationships, in the life of the planet itself. Enjoy the potentials. The potential can create that spark of raw excitement and fuel you to the next available creation which you can engage with. As you can see, I have not used the word work anywhere here. It won't feel like work to you ever if you work this, if you engage in this way. If you create in this way, if you play in this way, if you love in this way. This is the beauty of life that I want you to connect with today. Okay? Right. I'll leave you with this much. And I'll catch you more on the other side with other podcasts. Be safe, be happy, be awesome, wherever you are. Bye-bye.